If you look at the equity raised over the past 3 years on the opportunity spaces, it's more than 20 billions of capital has been raised, which is translating into purchasing power, which is still a lot, right? But most of the capital has been sitting on the sideline. They have been raising so much money, they haven't spending enough money. As a result, if you look at an investment period for 4 years, they really need to start looking for opportunities to deploy their capitals. Our thought, it's very important for them to think about creative ways to sourcing the deals. Traditionally, they're looking at distressed assets, they look at distressed loans, they look at the development. It's no longer as attractive as the other opportunities, which one I'm going to discuss with you. Number one, we call this opco to popco. So basically, fund managers can acquire the companies, a corporate, to spin off two different business. One is asset light business unit, one is the company who owns underlying real estate assets. By spin off the business, they can create a lot of values on the during the spin off the processes, especially on the real estate. A lot of corporate, they do own some good real estate. If you do the asset enhancement for those real estate, they actually can give you a very, very good returns. All the major markets, I think China is going to see something, and Australia and even Japan, we're going to see some opportunities coming through. As we highlight discussed earlier, potentially, you're going to see some great opportunity even in India, but the regulatory framework in India probably will be a hurdle for those private equity investors going there.